Ooh, bitch, you ain't shit.
Hey, y'all, I'm Queen Chickenhead.
And I'm Breezy the Gent. And we can do this.
You know what? We're not going to do this. We are the You Ain't Shit podcast, recording remotely again. Thank you guys for tuning in once again.
Ooh, thank you, COVID. Thank you, COVID, because COVID is what got this remote show going. But it's okay, whatever. You know, we out here.
We're going to get it together one day.
Making it work. Whenever they get an actual, like, FDA-approved vaccine, then maybe I'll be okay with it, but...
Oh, my God. I was on the phone with a customer yesterday, and she was an older woman. She was so excited she got her vaccine. She was like, you know, she's like, my head hurts, and my arm is achy, but I got the vaccine. Right. She had me crack up. She was like, you know... She was like, and then if it doesn't work out, she's like, my time to go is my time to
Child, go. That's not it. Not my time to
go. I was like,
go.
Oh, this poor lady. I was like, well, I hope not, because you're moving to another place. She was like, I know, but she's like, I got the vaccine to prevent, you know, getting sick, but you know, it doesn't work out, and it's my time to go. It's just my time to go.
She's tripping.
All these poor people.
And I honestly did change my opinion on whether or not I would get the vaccine. Before, I'm like, no, never. But I gave it some thought, and I'm like, I'm a person that got flu shots. I got other shots regularly, so I would do this, but I'm not going to do it right away.
But I'm about to say it's a difference, because all those vaccines been out for a long time.
Right. I'm not going to do this right away. I'm not going to hop on this emergency approved vaccine that everybody getting from these different companies that's just getting money off of it. So
exactly,
I'm gonna wait until the FDA actually takes their time and goes through the regular approval process and not this emergency shit that everybody getting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm not against vaccines. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm just against this stuff that y'all whooped up in y'all basement overnight. I'm just and now I'm just trying to distribute it to everybody. And some places don't have the proper refrigeration that it needs. Like, no. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
I'm going to keep my eyes out on it, because I am definitely going to get a vaccine when there's one that makes me feel comfortable. Yeah. But y'all not going to catch me on this Johnson & Johnson list. That's not happening.
I'm crazy. Somebody tweeted the other day. They were like, Johnson & Johnson can't even get the proper formula for powder. Cracking up, because they powder is terrible.
But y'all want to shoot some shit up in us. Come on, Johnson & Johnson.
I was cracking. I'm like, yo, people are hilarious. Black people specifically, but people are hilarious.
Right.
Happy Black History Month.
Yes,
niggas.
Black History Month. Woo!
Yes. Black History Month ain't over until the blackest motherfucker sings, okay?
That's the first time I heard that one. I like it.
I'm about to say shit. It ain't the fat lady is the blackest motherfucker. Okay. Did you do anything to celebrate Black History Month this year? Or
celebrate my blackness? No, I actually really slacked. I did not do anything this month at all. I'm not even gonna say I really slacked. It just wasn't much. But like virtual events to pay for, and I wasn't trying to like pay for a virtual seminar to sit in somebody's like, I don't know. But no, I didn't do anything to appreciate my blackness other than watch Blackish.
I gotta catch up on Blackish. I've been catching up on Grownish, but I haven't caught up on Blackish, so I'm like so far behind on that one.
I'm caught up on all of them, into it all. Mix This, Blackish, Grownish, the issues.
Mix This I couldn't get into, because Mix This characters didn't match up with the characters they had on Blackish. So I'm just like, when it doesn't align, I just don't like it. Like, I need everything to be, it's the same creator, so why not, you know? I didn't like, I'm like, how is it a dark skinned mom on Mix This, but her mom on Blackish is light skinned?
Just a fun random fact to throw out there. If you ever look at the credits and pay attention to the producers, Jennifer Rice Jenzook is my cousin.
I'll tell her they need to get it together.
Because... she's one of the producers on Grownish and Blackish, and she started on the game.
Wow, she came a long way.
Yeah.
Well, to her, I love what she's doing on Grown-ish, even though the latest episode kind of pissed me off, but, you know, context, it, straight men, it's going to piss you off. Because, yeah. Did you watch the latest episode?
I feel like there's another one, like, on there that said new that I didn't press play on. So I'm going to say no on that.
You didn't watch the threesome episode?
Mm-mm. Missed that moment. Now I'm all I'm remembering is the backslide with Nomi. Not Nomi, the other one. The Spanish one.
but no, it's okay. Yeah.
And then what's her name? Chloe had break sex. That was the last thing I saw.
Oh yeah, you're behind. Well, I just watched it yesterday though, but before work, the latest episode, I think it was like episode 6, it was a threesome episode, and it literally happens in the beginning of the episode, but then the episode, of course, revolves around it. You want me to explain it or not?
No, I'm gonna watch it.
Okay.
Check it out.
But yeah, it pissed me off because of the conversations, but I'm just like, this is reality, and like, if I heard this conversation, well, I see the conversations on the fucking timeline, and it pisses me off, so yeah, naturally, I was just like, disgusted.
I mean, it is the conversation. I am interested in the conversation, though.
Oh, so Vivek and his girlfriend, they're high off of Molly and drugs and shit like that, mm-hmm. and they're kind of drunk, and they have a threesome with another man.
Okay.
And Vivek was cool. Like he said, so he liked the threesome.
It was an actual threesome.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
It was his girlfriend, so Vivek and bisexual. a black boy. No.
So it wasn't a threesome.
And that's the thing. all they did was kiss. He was like, all we did was kiss. So it wasn't actually
a threesome.
Yeah, but you know that he called it a threesome. But when he was explaining it to, you know, Diggy and Trevor's character, mm-hmm. when he was explaining it to them, you know, they thought the whole time it was a girl. And then he was like, then he said something, he. And they were like, huh? And then when he was like, they asked, was it like guy on guy interaction? And he was like, I mean, we kissed. And then, of course, they were all like, oh, so you're gay now? And he was like, no. He was like, I kissed the man. He was like, it was the heat of the moment. He was like, we both still had sex with my girlfriend or whatever. Da, 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 da. But they were like, bent on the whole, you're gay now because
he kissed that guy.
You kissed the guy. You were, I'm just like, what? So, you know, he was pissed off about that.
Yeah.
And then the Hispanic girl that's on the show, I forget her name, she pissed me off too. Nomi had to speak some damn sense into everyone.
Nomi is the one. Like, she would be the one to speak sense to everyone.
I love Nomi, because you know
either
Nomi.
Her or Holly.
Yes. But Nomi, she spoke some sense into all of them. And, like, you know. And then eventually they made up. But, yeah.
I'm going to check it out. But that's interesting.
Yeah, I was disgusted the whole episode because they were pissing me off, okay? Pissing me off. But yeah, it was such a good episode. But we got a lot.
Did you do anything black this month?
I mean, I was breathing and living. That's black.
Right. Breathing and living in your body is black.
And it's funny because leading up to February, I had a whole thing that I was going to do on like my page and then do on, you know, our Instagram page. Mm-hmm. And then I dropped the ball. I don't know why. I just didn't have like, I don't know what happened to me in February, but I was just like, February went too fast for me.
Yeah, it did.
I think February went way too, January was the longest fucking month.
February already almost over.
Yes, and then February came and it was over, and I was just like, I think more so I was so gung-ho on Valentine's Day, and then making sure like everything
was this February, or not this February, but you know, that passed.
I think every February. And I was so gung-ho on Valentine's Day, make sure everything was perfect for like for me, and then like his gift and everything, and I was just like, it just slipped my mind. Like, I have so much, because usually on Black History Month, I'll try to like post like black people that you don't usually hear about, either black inventors or black activists that you don't really hear about. And this year I just totally dropped the ball.
Missed the moment.
Yeah, and I was just like, all right, well, you know. So I was like, all right, I'm definitely going to do something for Women's History Month next, starting tomorrow. Well, tomorrow meaning March 1st when this episode drops.
Right. what I can say is I supported Black business this month and got me hella fucking Ivy Park shit. Support Black business.
That is one thing that dropped. Ivy Park, you know, but you're not the only one that supported it. I'm hollering. Did you support any other? Do you normally support Black business?
Yeah, yeah. I got.
If you can find them.
I usually, if I can't afford to get anything else at the time when I look in or discover the business, I'll get a T-shirt. I got a bunch of random T-shirts from Black businesses.
Yeah.
Shout out Everybody Eat. Shout out The Overthinker. Shout out World. I don't even know how to say it. Do you know how to say it? They're everywhere though. The young boys that was it one guy or two? I think it was two young boys that started a t-shirt company and now it's like big as hell, like they're millionaires.
I didn't even
and their t-shirts is like $20. I'm gonna send you their stuff. They Black business, they out here doing it big, like doing it real big.
Shout out to the Resilient brand. I love his t-shirts. It's pretty much, you know, mental health.
Yeah.
It's a mental health brand. And it's called Resilient. Shout out to Mike. And he his t-shirts are actually really good. I have one that actually, it's a white t-shirt with green letters. And it literally, it has Resilient and it has the definition of resilient. Mm. And I think that's one of my favorite t-shirts. But yeah, honestly, I love supporting Black businesses. And with me, even, you know how Black people, well, other Black people, we like to say Black businesses have terrible customer service. No, a lot of businesses have terrible customer service. Right. And I personally put all of them on blast. Like, if I don't like the customer service you're providing me, no matter your race, your ethnicity, anything like that, I'm going to put you on blast and I'm not going to support you no more.
Also, shout out to Lana. I'm just thinking of other Black businesses. I'm over here, like, shout out Milano, too.
Yeah, shout out Milano. Shout out Tally and Twine. I'm going to talk about them when I talk about my Valentine's Day preparation and things of that nature. But yeah, anyway, I didn't really do anything for Black History Month this year. Maybe next year if everything is all good, said and done. You know, some volunteering.
Black History is all year. You can volunteer right now.
I cannot volunteer because COVID, sorry.
Oh.
No, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm going to be selfish and put myself and my mother first. So no.
Amen.
No, thank
Amen.
You. I'll volunteer next year or whenever COVID is gone.
COVID is not going to be gone, sis. You're going to have to get a vaccine and call that a day.
Well, then I'll donate money. my physical body is not going near anyone that I have to question if you're COVID free or if you've been, you know, quarantining or doing what you need to, if you've been being responsible. So.
Right. I mean, that's after a while. I mean, that's going to be the mentality for a minute. But like COVID, I feel like it's going to mesh into like the new flu, except it's just going to be a little bit more, or people going to take it a little bit more seriously just because it was more recent. We all dealt with it. But I don't know. COVID just going to be another sickness. And it's just going to be, it becomes seasonal and be like, get your vaccine. COVID come around. I feel like that's going to be the next thing. Like, it's already been a year and COVID has not slowed down. We've surpassed whatever the.
It hasn't even been a year. It hasn't.
Right, not
March
yet.
March 15th is not here right. yet. And this is ridiculous. We are worse off than we were.
Half a million people dead. So, I mean,
terrible.
It's going to be here. It's going to be here. It's not going nowhere. And like, how are we going to get it off of this world? We're just going to throw it in orbit? Hell no, COVID is going to be here as long as people are going to be out and about. And everybody got to be out and about. Even if people only did what they needed, COVID would still be around because you got to go to the grocery store. You got to get gas. You got to do
that's
whatever.
Different. Like, but that's different. You're still being responsible because it's a requirement that you have to wear these masks out of these places, so that's different. But when people are like at these hookah spots and at these bars and at XYZ, I'm like, there's no mask in sight, and y'all really insist on recording everything. And then you got people traveling from Philly to Atlanta, from Philly to Houston, from Philly to this place, from Philly to Miami. I'm just like, okay, y'all go down there, and as you're traveling to or from, you'll have masks on, but as you're there, you don't. I'm just like, that's not being responsible to me. I'm sorry. So if I actually see you on social media doing that, and then you try to be a rep, no, I'm sorry. You're putting my life at risk, and then now I gotta, no, I'm sorry. Now I gotta cut you off or something. I gotta curse you out because now you're trying to put me and then eventually put my mother at risk because I see her every week. So, no.
You know, I did get a little butthurt over that. Somebody judging my Instagram off of what I'm actually doing. Mm-hmm. Because my mom even said this shit. She was like, I see you. You be out and you don't be wearing no mask. Where and when? Because I always have my mask. If I'm taking a picture, yeah, I'm going to be like, all right, let me take my mask off of this picture real quick. And then I'm putting my mask right back on. If you ever see me in a picture right. without a mask, my mask is in my pocket, guaranteed. Like, guaranteed. Mm-hmm. I just took it off. I'm not out here. First of all, I'm not out here going to many places. But for people to, I don't know. Can't assume what everybody's doing off of Instagram because people will fake what they're doing on Instagram. There was a whole, it was maybe a good 2 weeks where I didn't go anywhere at all, but I was still posting up like I was outside because there was videos in my phone that I just never posted before. So my mom going off that, and it's just like, Mom, I haven't even been anywhere in 2 weeks, but all right, cool. Whatever, you gonna believe Instagram.
No, the people I'm talking about, they know who I'm talking
right, the
about.
The trips and shit, you actually, like, that's real time. There's no way you can be like, yeah, no, I went last year. I'm like, no, nigga.
Ain't no way you going to Atlanta and you wearing a mask because they look at you like you crazy in Atlanta if you got a mask on. It's not a thing. And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm not stupid. I'm like, and then y'all in clubs and stuff. I'm like, come on, man. Like, nah, I'm cool.
I'm definitely not going to a club. Like, I want to
see my babies.
That's too much. Right. I'm really not pressed to be in a club.
Not be smoking no hookah and drinking no overpriced.
Not no public ass hookah that they just fucking take back into the bag with all these other public ass people using it. I don't care if y'all give me them little plastic things in the little baggies to make me know that it's fresh and I'm putting my mouth on something fresh. Fuck that. The hookah not. Take it back. Is it BY on hookah? Because otherwise. Otherwise, it ain't happening. I ain't smoke a hookah anyway. I don't remember I do remember the last time I did it, but I haven't in a long time. It's just not interesting.
I don't understand Aquarius. Mm-mm. Like, hookah makes me lightheaded, especially if I drink. It gives me a headache, and I just.
That's why I ended up stopping.
It gives me a worse hangover than freaking alcohol. Like, no.
Hookah's a bad joint. It's literally just like, and people just smoke hookah, but you might as well just be fucking smoking cigarettes. Never got that. Like, nah, I don't smoke cigarettes, but you about to go smoke this hookah. What? You are literally smoking tobacco out of this thing right now. Do you know that? Like, what are we talking about?
They don't. That's the problem. They just know it. They just think it's cute.
Shisha. They call it another name.
To make videos and stuff with.
Yeah, no. It's a no for me. I used to go, not all the time, but I had a friend who used to like to go to it, so I went with her. But it always gave me a headache. Like, I remember it. It was bad the last time I went, and that was the last time because I just sat there. I just got done smoking, and then I came and met up with her. And it just didn't sit right. Like, I just said, had a bad headache the whole time. I didn't enjoy myself. Like, I don't understand how people get into that shit.
Yeah. Either way, just, you know what? I'm gonna judge you, but at the same time, be careful. Because y'all really walking around out here like it's sweet. And I'm sorry, like, I've witnessed it. I've lost a family member because of it. I've seen my neighbors lose their loved ones because of it. Like, it's nothing to play with.
Definitely not. My grandmom had it. She didn't pass away from it. She had other things going on at the same time, but that definitely didn't help. Like, catching that on your way out was like, I'm sure that wasn't fun to deal with. She was already dealing with everything else that she was dealing with.
That's how, like, my aunt actually died from it because, yeah, she was diabetic, but her diabetes did not send her to the hospital. Like, she had COVID, and she had oxygen take because of COVID. And, yeah, she decided to do something without the oxygen tank and ended up dying because of it. So,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, like I said.
Definitely nothing to play with. Period. Yes, besides that, my month overall was good. Just been working and twerking for Birkin. That's it. That's it and that's all. That sums up my life. I'm always working and twerking for a Birkin. What the fuck are you talking about?
All right.
Who ain't? If you not working and twerking for a Birkin, then what are you doing?
I don't want a Birkin.
It ain't about
that.
A literal Birkin. You know, you're working for something luxury. It can be anything. And you always...
I don't want nothing luxury.
Then you always twerking. You got a job, then you always working. I'm working and twerking for a Birkin.
So I don't like to twerk. I can't do
it. Oh my gosh. So you ain't doing shit but working.
Yes, man. Working and watching my shows.
She is not twerking for a Birkin, y'all. She is never going to twerk for a Birkin.
I just told y'all. Damn
straight. That's not happening.
Damn straight.
Mm-mm. Well, you can catch no me. Mama. You can catch me twerking for a Birkin because
we're hard. You can't catch me doing that. You can't catch no me booty. Outside.
Let's do a little foreplay.
So again, February came and went, but it did not leave gracefully. It was a lot of shit that went on in February.
There was so much going on in February.
So the first thing I want to mention, Trey Songz' penis finally made its debut on OnlyFans.
Missed that moment. So how was it?
Oh wait, it made me laugh because either we were discussing this, I think in December, one of the
because he had OnlyFans not asking him showing dick. If he wasn't, there was no point.
And I was like, this nigga ain't doing nothing but showing pictures. And then on, I believe it was like the second, I think it was like either the second or the third, his dick just landed on social media. And I'm just like, okay. So at first I'm like, this is fake. And then, you know, Twitter investigators, they started matching the tattoos and all that. And then he eventually admitted. And then people subscribed to his OnlyFans that it actually is his video.
Okay. Was it worth anything?
And might I say, yes, it was. I was pleasantly surprised. It was nice and thick and girthy and long and that. And
I don't know what it is about thinking about that like disgusts me.
Mm-mm. It was the most beautiful thing I ever seen. I love looking at penis.
Maybe on like, somebody I'm else, a penis but kind of sore, like. it's the Trey Songz like, that's disgusting me because
I know because I don't like Trey Songz. I don't think he's attractive at all. Okay, but he has
anybody.
It's nice and evenly toned. Oh.
Anybody that can be 1 degree from separation away from R. Kelly is like is like no, thank you. I don't know what's going on over there.
Okay, now granted, again, I agree with
R. Kelly got herpes is all I'm saying. So if you 1 degree away from R. Kelly fucking raw, he pussy getting dick sucked, herpes is all up on that, everything, everywhere. So I don't know what's going on. Right, not saying that Trey Songz has herpes, I just don't know what's going on, you know?
remember once upon a time, was it Chill? Somebody... I was speaking to him, was just like, the whole industry got herpes.
I said that shit.
I knew I wasn't tripping.
Because I ain't trusting nothing. Like, especially if you trying to be in the industry, you can't go in there. I don't know. For me, it's like a protective shield. Everybody probably don't have fucking herpes. But if I go in there thinking that, I'm not going to go in there a slut. I'm going to just go in there and relax. Because it's just like, oh, you know this person? Oh, all right, no. You know, oh, all right, no.
Nobody you would risk. You would risk
I'm not risking at all for nobody. Fuck that. I'm going to just be in there mingling. But we ain't risking nothing.
I'm probably being dramatic,
but I mean, ain't nothing wrong being safe. You know what I'm saying?
If somebody asked me that question, I would really have to sit and think for a little bit. Like, who would I really risk it for? Because you know, I have my favorites, but I think it's just I like looking at them. Aesthetically, they're pleasing to look at, but then I don't know. But I don't know. I mean, if I found out that Yaya had herpes or something, I'm like,
oh gosh,
that's a fine ass man. That is,
I can't think of not one person that I would. But I just am, even Rihanna, if I found out that she had herpes, I would not risk it.
Oh my god,
I would cry. No, I can't make a joke like that, but it would be a bad joke. I would be real disappointed.
I would probably cry, but no. Okay, so getting back to this beautiful
right that may or may not be 1 degree away from R. Kelly, just to put that in everybody's mind.
Again, getting back to this nice girthy penis. So in the video, he was getting hit from someone, but the girl clearly didn't know what she was doing. It was pissing me off because she was disappointing me. I'm like, you got this beautiful thing in front of you.
Sorry.
You got this beautiful thing in front of you and you're just playing. Like, girl, she I didn't even see me spit. I'm like, girl, what are you doing? I'm like, you got... It was just upsetting me, but I love looking at it. I think he ended up putting like pictures up of him in his print, and I was just like, damn, just take your face out and we are good. But you know, that started sparking other men that have OnlyFans. You know, they started posting theirs. It was a man 14-inch penis. Oh, and he was fine. But he started following me on Twitter. So
okay.
I don't want to follow you because I don't want to see this on my timeline. Right. And then there's another man who had a horse penis. His joint had to be like 20. And I was just like, oof. I was like, you know, I would die trying. I would willingly
get die rich, trying. Get dick or die trying. Like.
Precisely because, woo. Yeah, these men broke the internet, okay? I give it. The beginning of the
February. I mean, shout out to it.
Dicks here, dicks there. You get a dick, we all get dicks, okay? It was just filled with dicks. And I was loving it.
Shout out to the dick confidence. It ain't even all about the big dicks. It's just about dick confidence. So shout out to that.
Yes, because the men were showing out with those silhouette challenges, okay? That's what sparked it. They were showing out with those silhouette challenges. So, you know, they was doing their thing, but then, you know, the hammers came in. The big energy came in.
I think that the way that my content goes, that just doesn't come across me. All I see is Beyonce videos all day on my Instagram.
The thing is, you wouldn't see none of this on Instagram.
It's just all Beyonce.
You would never see any of this on Instagram. It always hits Twitter first. So you always see it on Twitter. And then it makes its way to like spiritual world and then the shade realm. It always starts on Twitter first. And you know, Twitter, unless you report it, Twitter's not banning the content. So, yeah. So, I mean, I keep telling you, I don't be on Twitter. I'm surely liking and retweeting this stuff on my timeline. So you will be able to see. Ooh, because I want to share the wealth with everybody else, okay?
Yeah. So if y'all are curious, y'all heard her. Go to her Twitter. It's there.
Yeah. You don't even have to follow me. You can just browse on my page. I don't even care. Like, it's always there. It's in my likes or it's in my retweets. It's there somewhere.
I want to give a RIP to Kim Ye. Just a quick join, because we still don't know any details of why, so it's not much of a conversation, except they're getting divorced.
Hallelujah.
It's over. Kim out here already flexing.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Because, whew. Yeah, hallelujah. That's all
the part that I did read, and this could be a rumor, I don't know if this part is true, but a part of the whole divorce paperwork or whatever you want to call it, Kim wants sole custody of the kids and supervised visits.
Okay. I'm not mad at her for that, because Kanye's behavior has definitely been questionable recently. I'm not mad at that.
As a mother,
I really am not
being
mad
really
at that.
Actually concerned for your children. I can get that.
And honestly, as a fan who's seen, you know, we've seen the rants, and we're not sure of his mental state. But as long as she's not keeping him from
right. Me. It didn't seem like that. I mean, you definitely visit, but they're supervised.
The only thing I can hope is that he, you know, he goes along with the supervised visit, proves that he's healthy, he gets the help that he needs, and then he
Kanye don't seem partial. Like a nigga that's gonna go for no supervised visits. Maybe I don't know him, and I mean, it's not a maybe. I don't know him.
Hey.
But maybe.
And if but this is the thing. If he's not, I agree with you. He doesn't seem like the type, but if he's not, it's gonna work in her favor.
That's so true.
If he was smart about it, he would do what he needs to do to see his kids so that he can eventually
right.
fight.
Just lay
for
low.
Partial custody.
Until you can rise again, basically. Right. But there's that on that. And there's no more keeping up with the Kardashians for us to know what single Kim about to do. We just gotta keep up with her Instagram.
I know. Right? Oh God! Well, y'all can do that. I'm gonna be minding my.
I follow Kim on Instagram. I like Kim Kardashian, so I'm.
I know you do. Queen Chicken is gonna be minding her black ass business. I think I block all those. Like, I muted her name. I muted everybody associated with their name except for Kanye. On everything, so because I'm still a Kanye fan.
Right.
Old Kanye, but yeah, but I don't. Yeah, I blocked everything about them on social media. It's just it's a headache. It's either people bashing them. I'm like, I don't like them, but I'm not gonna bash them. I'm like, because that's giving them too much energy, too much of my energy and time. I'm just like, if I don't got nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. As my mother told me,
Kim is the only one I follow. I think I'm almost sure of that because I don't really, you know, pay attention to the other ones. I knew Kim because of Paris. I was always a big Paris Hilton fan, so just like, okay.
Oh my God! And I'm really gonna talk about Paris when we get to further on an episode. But
love yes. Paris Hilton, Paris for life.
Oh my goodness! I used to love Paris and Nicole. Okay.
I get like we just started, fucking but Nicole. We've been interrupted by all these damn other shows. But we did start The Simple Life over.
Oh my God, that was my show, okay?
They made reality TV, like, the fuck?
They used to have me cracking up. I'm like, these little bougie bitches.
They invented shit like that.
That used to be so funny.
Wasn't nobody doing that like that until motherfucking Nicole and Kim decided, or not, I said Nicole and Kim. Nicole and Paris decided to do that show. Everybody jumped on.
Yeah,
don't
look at me. I love them so much. But yeah. Hope the best right. for the couple.
I don't even know which way to go. There's another couple that I had on here because T.I. and Tiny going through some shit. Did you see that?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, we
okay.
We discussed it because it started
okay.
in January.
Then we can just move on because I didn't remember that we talked about it already. Mm-hmm. shout out to yeah. Tessica.
Trifling.
Jessica Brown.
No. She was going to be, she was next on my list. Ain't no shout out to nobody. You want to talk? Let's talk about this, okay? We're going to talk about this, okay? So if you don't know by now, then you definitely live under a rock. Jessica Brown, aka Gorilla Glue Girl. Mama is 40
what?
Years old. Okay? Keep that in mind. Mama is 40 years old. Okay. All right. It's going to change some shit for you now. Mama is 40 years old. She decided, you know, she wanted to have, you know, like most of us do, or most of y'all do, because I don't care about that slick stuff, to have like a nice, slick, and sleek ponytail. You know? Cute. The ponytail was cute. It was giving. It was serving. I'm not sure if you know Reezy, but in order to get that look, you spray the got to be glue, the yellow can, on your hair to get that look. It's hair glue. It's good for you. I guess it's good for your hair. I don't know. But you use it. Mama runs out of that glue and decides to use the spray adhesive Gorilla Glue. Now, we've had Gorilla Glue in my house for years. I've always known what it was for. I've always known that the liquid is strong, but the spray is stronger. So she decides to spray that on her hair. She lets a month go by. decides to record this and let the world know that she sprayed it on her hair and now she can't get it off. She can't wash it out. She can't cut it out. It's not working. So the first thing I thought was, where the fuck did you get this veil? Where did you get this spray from?
And now
did you already have it in your
house? I did see an interview where she said,
or did you go out and buy it?
An interview where she said she was using it around the house already.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you were using it around the house, what really made you think I'm gonna use this on my hair? So that one is gonna fuck up her lawsuit that she has against them. Because if you are you outright said in an interview you were using it in the house. What house spray could you equally use for your
hair? I think she got a case.
For your skin. She doesn't. But we're gonna use that. I don't think she does. Number two. Okay, so she had it around the house. Because I was going to say, if she went out and bought it, you can't find that spray in the same aisle you find hair products. So it's just like, that was another thing. So, okay, of course, she became an overnight celebrity. And Mama kept selling merch off of it, like most other people do. Which is kind of stupid. My biggest issue is, Black people are champion stupidity for me. And I don't like that. And I've said this multiple times as the situation was going up. I'm like, are y'all like really giving her a pass because she's Black? Because if this was anybody else, y'all would have been calling her all types of stupid and all that. And I'm like, y'all can't. My thing is, we like to give passes to people. We like to move the goalposts when it fits and suits us. But when it's other people, we can't move the goalposts. And I'm just like, okay. These double standards, I'm not a fan of double standards for anybody. And I'm like, to me, when I found out she was 40, that just blew my fucking lid. Because I'm like, now you're really too old to not be, one, reading the labels.
She read the labels, apparently.
And actually paying attention. Again, you're too old to be rereading the labels and actually think, okay, this is a good idea. No. It wouldn't have took you that long to go out and buy some more hairspray. It would not have taken you that long. It would not have cost you that much either. And two, I'm like, y'all are really going up in arms for this girl, really saying that she has a strong case. She does not have a strong case.
I ain't saying she has strong, a case at but all. I think she got a case.
She does not, because again, in my head and in my logic, something says it is not for skin. What is attached to your skin on your head? Hair is attached to your skin. So if it's not suitable for skin, why would you think it's suitable for your hair? Hair is nothing but dead cells from your skin. So again, why do you think that would be suitable for your hair? Your scalp is skin. You sprayed that on your scalp, which is skin. So you already said you read the label and still thought it was a good idea to spray it on your skin. And then you wanted people to have sympathy for you. Granted, I don't like seeing people go through this pain, because I know that shit has to hurt. It burns. But you sat and waited a whole month knowing the first time you could not wash it out your hair, it did not work. In my mind, I'm like, all right, no, something ain't right. And the more you kept putting water on it, the stronger it got, because that's what it's for. Right. It's glue. It's an adhesive. It's made for any type of weather. So if it does get wet, it will still hold whatever you sprayed on together. And that's what pissed me off about the whole Gorilla Glue situation. I was just over it. And then after she got everything out and the doctors were asking, they were telling her, do not put anything in your hair because your scalp is going to be sensitive. Homegirl said, oh no. She's like, oh no, I need my hair done. It's Valentine's Day weekend. What? Excuse me?
Was so heavy.
Excuse me. That's fine. They have wigs. But leave your scalp alone. They just said your scalp is sensitive. And then weeks later, I think it was like last week, she posted a picture. It was floating on social media. She cut her hair.
She got finger waves.
And you think? And I'm like, I don't know about you, but I would be so traumatized. I wouldn't even want no type of product in my hair. But yeah, and that was my whole issue with the whole Gorilla Glue girl thing. But why do you think she has a case?
So I do think that it was not a smart thing to do. But I think she has a case solely because working in sales for as long as I was working and reading those contracts over and over, knowing that shit front to back and why I have to read all of those words and why those words matter, because it didn't specifically say hair, it matters. It does matter. I get your case, but it literally matters because it didn't specifically say hair. Yes, it said skin, but it didn't say hair. That's it. That's her argument.
Okay, and what they're going to bring into that whole deposition, however this is going to go, what they're going to bring into it is the science behind hair. And once they bring in that science, they're going to ask, because she did not
still has nothing to do.
Wait a minute, because she did not just apply it to her hair. She applied it to her scalp, and her scalp is skin. And on that can it says
the argument is the hair. I think she got it. Just because they don't have hair. And I think they're going to have to take them off the shelves and put the word hair on the bottles and put them back out there. Just because of her.
They're not going to take them off the shelves. If they do anything, they're not going to take... the cans that are already on the shelves, they're not going to take those off. If anything, they're just going to make the new ones with new labels.
That include hair.
They're just going to update the label.
In that case.
For dumbass people.
I don't think it's going to go to trial.
She's not going to get... For one, she's not going to get the money that she's asking for, because she's going on all of these interviews, which, again, if she actually has a lawyer, they would have told her, don't go on these fucking interviews until the shit is done. And then even after it's done, she would have had to sign an NDA and she couldn't talk about it anymore. So now she's going on interviews and wrapping herself up even further. And it's not going to look good for her when it comes down to this whole settlement thing. So one, she's not going to get the money that she's asking for. Whatever the money is, she's not going to get it solely because she's going on these fucking interviews. And she admitted that she used it around the house. Instead of her saying, like, she had it.
Yeah, she didn't say that, but I've never heard her say those words out of her mouth. I was just watching on the Instagram thing because Lisa Ray had said something about it. Lisa Ray thought she was dumb.
But either way, I don't see how people don't think she's dumb. I don't see how, like, people are really getting mad at other people calling her dumb. Like, I'm sorry. You did some dumb shit.
Lisa Ray said, even if you can't read, you should have been able to comprehend that wasn't for you.
And that's the thing. But you know what? Like they always say, common sense is not so fucking common, and that lady lacks it. From that one incident, you showed me that you lack common sense. But it just pissed me off. I was just like, I had to stop talking about it. I had to mute this shit. I was like, y'all motherfuckers are getting on my nerves. I'm like, y'all really champion stupidity. And I'm just like, oh yeah, whatever. And I'm like, and then sis is going to fuck with her scalp again right after the fact. So I'm just like, ugh. Like, you know what? I'm going to let stupid do what stupid does, okay? But yeah, that really was taking over the internet by storm. And I was just like, okay, I'm like, I need something else to talk about, because this wasn't it.
And they still talking about it.
You know what else?
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Right,
it's over with.
She already got it done. It's done.
Right. Shout out to I do want to shout out to the black surgeon who actually made the formula, who actually created the formula for situations like this. Because there are instances where people will, when they're using Gorilla Glue, you know how sometimes you get stuff on your hands and then you don't realize it? Like, when you're using adhesive or something like that, and then you end up... I've done it before, but I've been able to get it off. Like, I've stuck my fingers together and stuff like that. But the surgeon that removed it, he made a formula for these type of situations, like when people have like the real tough adhesive or stuff like that, when they get themselves stuck to shit, he made a formula so that, you know, it can, you know, unstick you or whatever. You can remove it. And he's black. So shout out to him. Surgeon. Right. I was like, you know, that was the one good thing from black history, though. It came out of this situation. Because I'm like, now I'm like, you know, she's going to have her little celebrity for another few months, and then what? And then if this goes to trial or she has a case, if they do settlement, she's going to be, you know, shined again. And then what? What else is she going to be a slut? Like, there's nothing else. There's nothing else that she can do. So I'm like, y'all, you know, I know a lot of people wanted to follow her just to keep up with the story. And now y'all know, y'all made her.
She fucking verified.
A celebrity to do XYZ. She was verified in 2 days. But yeah, I'm like, so now what? I'm like, now she about to be annoying as fuck on social media because y'all made her that way. So yeah, I'm like, y'all just is like, you was her, following her, giving her money and all this other stuff. I'm like, damn, that's all she gonna want y'all to do. I'm like, y'all are creating these monsters that y'all talk about.
Yes, and she's selling them Gorilla Glue Girl shirts. She got the merch and buy a link in her bio.
How can somebody walking around with that shirt? Mm-mm.
The last thing I did want to bring up, well, not last thing, I had a couple things, but kind of like skim past, like, political motherfucking Joe Biden did some serious.
Where's my stimulus check?
They just passed $1.9 trillion package in the House. It still has to go to the Senate.
In the House.
Exactly. They dropped off that $15 an hour minimum wage. It's not happening.
I saw it and I was like, that's fucked up.
But the $1,400, they really fighting for that. So we'll see. By March 14th is the latest.
I'm like, I need that money to pay off my taxes. So y'all need to hurry up.
I think I'm my O2 this year. This might be my first year owing.
This is my second year owing, but this might be the most I've ever owed. So yeah, this is the most I've ever owed.
I mean, that's stimmy.
Right, I'm like, I need that stimulus to pay off, to pay the IRS, to give it back to you. So y'all want your money, I need mine. Okay. But the airstrikes
in Syria just to show these Iranian rebels that we ain't playing. Apparently, I guess to sum it up,
I saw it's not funny.
That was it.
I was about to say it's not funny, but it was about the airstrike. Somebody tweeted, you said airstrikes, you couldn't. He was like, you said airstrikes when the Facebook Messenger is right there. Like, you wanted to send a message.
Oh,
Messenger,
my gosh. Right there.
I started dying. I was like, you know, you got a point.
I mean, I guess he wanted to show some aggression. Like, listen, I'm not fucking around. Period. That's it. You see what's going on. We ain't fucking around. Ain't no conversation to be had. We ain't fucking around. That's what that was.
I was hollering. Jesus Christ. I was like, yo. Oh, man. I was laughing so hard at that. Because
people play too much.
You got a point, but... Yes. But no, because, you know, airstrikes are just so... I get it. You want to, you know, show how aggressive and big dog and big bad you are, but it's not safe. You really, come on now. I am against war. I am against this shit. Like, I'm against killing. Like, I'm against killing innocent people. Okay. Now with the airstrikes, we don't know where they land. So we're just like, you know.
I understand it.
And I understand why so many countries hate us, because we do all this, to me, sometimes it's unnecessary shit. And then we cause harm and, you know, hurt to these people, to people that have nothing to do with anything.
So we had to make it known and we still the big dogs.
Because of a bad group. Yeah, because of a bad group. And it's like we are being looked at because of what the last president did. And they're just like, well, you know, he was y'all leader, so y'all the same.
Yeah.
That's who y'all voted in. And I'm just like, yeah, we really, us U.S. citizens really get a bad rep because of our poor. Yeah,
he made America a joke for real. Leader. Like, if it wasn't a joke when Bush was here, it was a joke. It's a joke now.
Oh, it was a joke.
Right.
It definitely was. And I couldn't even hope it.
Bush was here. So Trump, he fucking,
like,
he took the cake on that one. We're fucking clowns.
We had Antarctica laughing at us. Ain't nobody to fucking listen. Like, 1,000 people that live in Antarctica. Like, what the fuck? Like, is. It's not even nobody there. Yeah, mm-hmm. Fucking motherfuckers laughing at us. But yeah, I saw that yesterday. I was just so confused. I was like, what is going on? I'm like, sir, you over here playing Call of Duty, and we over here.
I mean, he
suffering.
Got this 1.9 trillion dollar package that is fucking apparently bigger than the package that was made for the Great Depression. So they out here trying to say that we really need this help.
Yeah, and if you actually look inside of the details of this package, where each citizen is that qualifies, not even each citizen, only people that qualify are getting the $1,400, and then the rest of that money is going to weapons and all this other stuff.
And I was reading a little bit about how it's supposed to be paid back. The theory is that there's going to be major cuts with Medicaid, student loan aid, and like forgiveness and shit like that. Like it's going to be some cuts starting in 2022 and up over the next couple of years after, just to make up for the $1.9 trillion. Because like we're already whatever $1 trillion in debt now. How are we getting this fucking packet? How are we getting all this money? We just got two other stimulus packages right. passed when Trump was in there. And then we got another one that's even bigger than fucking Trump packages. So what the fuck? Where's the money coming from? Who we about to owe?
Yeah, but all I'm going to tell you is I don't need no loan forgiveness. I forgave myself a long time ago for my loan. So.
Forgave myself. Hallelujah.
Okay. I left that up to God a long time ago. So. God said, that's okay, baby.
So, for now, we ain't got to pay until September. I haven't really been paying much. I haven't had to pay much.
No, we technically do have to pay.
If we want to.
You know, right. You technically do have to pay, but what it is they've set everybody's payments to zero, and it's no interest. So, if you do want to pay, you know what? I wouldn't have an issue with paying off my loans if there wasn't interest. But because y'all want to tackle those little percentages, I'm good.
All right, y'all adding on $1,000 to my already high ass loan just for me taking it out. Right, like what the fuck? Do y'all want me to go to school?
Right. I'm like, huh? $60,000. I was like, why only spend 30? Where the other 30 come from? That's on y'all. That's on y'all.
You start tripping.
Another. I think you may have had this on your list. I know you did, actually. We talked about it. So another thing that came about in February that took the internet by storm and Justin Timberlake by storm was
and Justin Timberlake.
Framing Britney Spears. Free Britney.
Free Britney.
Britney, bitch. Do you want to go through this? I have a whole... like.
Well, I'm glad you have pages because I, like, I really... I need to write things down weekly because it almost slipped my mind. I definitely remember it. I'm a huge Britney fan and I'm annoyed that she's going through this. I'm like, it's kind of a shame. Not kind of a shame. It is a shame. It's a shame that she got put in that circumstance. Yeah. And the way that the documentary set it up, it seems like stardom was like her downfall. There was not even just stardom, but the people around her that weren't really helping her.
And the crazy thing is, it's not even the people around. It's her, her father.
Her father wasn't even the thing. Father wasn't even around until she decided to.
He wasn't.
You
but...
know, she was trying to. She was going through shit. She was going through personal shit. That was what was going on. Britney was just a. At the end of the day, Britney was a country ass girl that was going through some shit with her white ass country boyfriend. Her baby dad. Mm-hmm. She wanted to see her kids. She was losing custody. She was going through shit. And they was just following her. They was just following her, antagonizing it.
I remember that
and
so bad.
Made it look worse. That was when Britney did the umbrella thing.
Oh my God.
And she basically shaved her head because she didn't want the attention no more. But everybody just thought she was going crazy. Now her dad pop up. Oh, let me get the conservatorship. Nigga, what?
I never liked paparazzi. And even me as a fan, like, when I see, unless I'm at a concert, when I see, like, when I used to work at the airport and all that, I used to see celebrities. I'm like, I never once was one of those people, like, can I have a picture? Or just taking pictures. Because I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm going to respect people's privacy. I'm not that type of person. They're not in the area or the space right now to want to take pictures. Like, they're trying to get somewhere. So, like, I look at people differently when they're just like, oh my God, can I have a picture? Like, you see they're trying to do stuff. And I get it, they're a celebrity, and you feel, the thing with fans and with us is we feel like we have a right to their lives outside of their craft and what they give us. And it's like, we don't. But with, and this, the whole Britney shit was way before social media. So I'm like, yo, can you imagine?
It would have been crazy.
Social media, it would have been 100 times worse. 100 times worse. And it was already as bad as it was. And the guy, the paparazzi, the photographer, they were fucking interviewing was pissing me off. He was pissing me off because when the producer ended up asking him, did she ever ask you to leave her alone? He was like, I mean, she said, like, leave us alone, but he's like,
for that day.
Forever. And I'm like, leave it alone means leave me the fuck alone. Like, you see what the fuck I'm going through. You report what the fuck I'm going through. You document it every day, every fucking move I make, and you see how upset I am. You even had your fucking camera in front of me as I'm getting in my car, in my windshield, and you still don't, like, where's your fucking humanity? Where's your fucking empathy? Like, what the fuck? He really pissed me off when he said, she didn't say, leave us alone, leave me alone forever. I'm just like, like,
oblivious and weird. Really
the fucking problem. Like, and I,
this nigga probably became a millionaire off her. Because they was paying $1 million to get a great picture of Britney. That's a $1 million picture right there. Niggas was getting money.
Like, and you are lucky that's the only thing she did to your fucking car with the umbrella, because I would have caught wreck with that shit. I'm like, a little dents on the passenger
side.
I'm
calling her crazy, but looking at it over again and actually putting everything together and seeing what she was actually going through, she was just a person trying to go through her personal shit, and everybody was just in her business. That's all it seemed like to me. Because what other baby mom is not storming up to their baby dad's house to talk to them about the custody or whatever it is? What, baby mom? Exactly. Not.
And what? I'm like, the only thing I ever saw her do that was in the media that I didn't totally agree with was her in the front, her driving with the baby. That's the only thing. And naturally, the only thing I'm thinking of is just the safety, because I get paranoid, like, not paranoid, but, like, you know, people you don't know people's how people are when they're driving. So, like, you don't know if somebody's gonna, like, out of nowhere side swipe you, the cars are gonna flip it.
And honestly, when she explained that, though, but I other than that, with her, though.
Right. And I'm like, she did it with her dad, did it with her. So I'm like, it's just what
it wasn't even that. And that, like, that specific situation, it seemed like she was scared because the paparazzi was all around her. It's just like, let me hurry up and get me and my baby the fuck out of here. That's what it seemed like to me. Which, and, you know, it doesn't, I get you. That doesn't make sitting your baby on your lap while you're driving, right? That's, you're tripping. But she was scared. It was a moment of panic.
But my biggest thing was just like, it was somebody in the passenger seat. I would have even been a little bit more okay with even them holding the baby. Just a tad bit, because it was somebody in the passenger seat with her in those videos and pictures. And just like, they could have grabbed the baby too. So I'm just like, but all in all, I'm like, no matter what. And it was another one where they call her like an unfit mother because they caught her in a picture tripping with the baby in her arms. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, now y'all really just reaching for shit. She fell, probably trying to get the fuck away from these paparazzi, and she tripped. And I bet none of these motherfuckers helped her. None of them. I was just like, what?
That was crazy.
What also pissed me off was the bitch Kendall Ehrlich, the wife of the governor of Maryland.
Why did she, like, that was weird. The death threat, that's like, that was extreme. That was so extreme. Like,
and quote, she really said, really, if I had an opportunity to shoot Britney Spears, I think I would. And I was like, what? Like, ma'am, what? I was like, what in your right mind tells you that you should be threatening someone like that, no matter who she is, because you don't like how your children are idolizing her? That's your fault. You need to be responsible of what your children is watching. She's just doing her job. She's showing her body. And it was just like, they were really, and the fucking, that white man, what did he say? oh my God, it was something that the white guy said right before that came up. And I was just like, I was so irritated because he was just like, she's showing off her body. He was like, she doesn't have to do all that. He was like, she can be covered up and doesn't have to, he was like, doesn't have to sex, sell sex to these girls. And I'm just like, who said she was doing it?
It was just too much. The way that they treated Brittany was ridiculous. It was really ridiculous. They sexualized her from the start. And then wouldn't leave her alone until she allegedly went crazy in front of the eyes. And now she's stuck in this damn, like, impossible, right. Almost impossible to get out of conservatorship. She's petitioning to get, the okay. thing is that she's petitioning for now is just to get a new conservator. She's not even trying to, like, eliminate conservatorship altogether because that probably is a harder fight. But to replace your conservator with somebody like neutral, unbiased, that's a better idea. If you're going to have to get in a conservatorship, then that's what Brittany's fighting for now, to at least replace her dad.
Yeah, she just wants her dad. Somebody said she just doesn't want her dad in charge of anything. And I understand that wholeheartedly.
This nigga, when she, before she even became famous in the documentary, said he said that she's going to be so rich, she's going to buy me a boat one day. That's all you was worried about.
I heard that, and I was just like, and it was crazy because in the beginning they also said he was only ever focused
that's
on
all
money.
He was worried about
only ever focused on money. He was when she started like her singing career, like with her singing lessons, he was only ever mm-hmm. focused on how much it was going to cost. He was like, because if it's not going to get her anywhere, it's going to make me money, then I don't want her to do it. And of course, he was a fucking bad alcoholic. So of course, that's where most of his money went. Right. That's why he's so fucking worried.
That's how he ended up out of the picture for a while. Her mom was just around for a minute, and then all of a sudden, when the conservative, you know, when she started going crazy in front, not going crazy, but when she started going through, she was going through it in front of everybody's eyes. He shows up in the picture again, like, oh, I gotta help my daughter. No, you gotta fucking take care of the money. You gotta find your way to swoop in and take this money so it can be basically under your control and yours. That's crazy.
That made me so mad. And another thing, when you know, when she was coming out, it was around the whole Clinton and Lewinsky scandal, and I was just like, they were trying to tie her like how she was portraying herself.
Nowhere
into that.
I'm
like,
near
what the fuck
it.
Did she have to do
it.
With that? I'm like, Jay Leno pissed me the fuck off when he made that comment, like the sexual exploitation comment. I was like, all right, I already didn't like your ass. That rubbed me the wrong way. And they also, when she was being interviewed by the older guy, I forgot who he was, and he was just like, we thought you were a sweet, innocent, virginal type. I was like, who the fuck ever told you all that? And then he was like, he eventually called her like a sexy vamp in underwear. I'm like,
so weird. And I was like, why would you interview a guy like that? And be like, we heard you were virginal. Like, what type of weird shit is that to say to anybody? I don't know.
Oh, and I found a quote that fucking man said. He said he wanted Brittany to put on blue jeans and just
right.
blue jeans and shoes and just sing. I was like, yeah,
assholes, like that's. It was weird from the start. Like people just thought they had their opinions mattered in her life. Like that was always the fucking problem. But still, free Brittany. I hope that she at least gets to get a new conservator, so her dad won't be ruling over her life anymore. But Justin Timberlake.
So, did you see the apology he made? Mm-hmm. The apology that wasn't really an apology.
Already wrote it off when he decided to apologize to Brittany and Janet in the one apology.
Yeah, didn't even say what he did to either one of them. Didn't separate it. And that was what pissed me off. I'm like, okay, you did. It was two. I'm like, you're being bashed for
two completely separate
things.
Completely. Because he did sketches, skits, interviews about Britney Spears, about them having sex, mm-hmm. about him taking her virginity.
Mm-hmm. You made a music video
a whole
Britney lookalike. Cry Me a River. I ain't never forget that Cry Me a River
right.
fucking video because of
that. At that time, thought he was
and
talking
I,
about Britney.
Oh,
so I remember that moment. Like, yeah, you villainized you fucking weaponized your manhood and made Britney Spears a villain. your white manhood, I should say, and then made Britney a villain. And then Janet, mm-hmm. a whole different thing. You weaponized your white manhood again, but in a whole different way. A different way that was oblivious. Like, you just fucking took it off. You didn't have any... And the thing is, he didn't get any backlash from it, but also didn't say anything. Didn't stand up for Janet. Didn't do anything. So you still fucked up. Like, it was you the one who did it, nigga. Now, Janet is the one that didn't get invited to the Super Bowl, but who got to perform again? Fucking Justin Timberlake.
Right.
Corny. Corny. Still like Justin Timberlake's music, mm-hmm. but he, it was
and
corny
you are the one that exposed. You are the one that right. exposed her damn titty. I'm over it.
It was him. It was
I'm
his action. It's not like fucking Janet pulled her titty out.
Right.
She looked a little shocked when this shit happened, if you ask me, but when we're not going to go back on the past. It already happened. All I'm saying is Justin Timberlake didn't make good decisions when he was coming up and tried to give us that sad ass apology, and all I felt like was that was his wife saying, you better get in there and write something and say something. That's what that felt like. Felt like Jessica made him do that.
And right. I don't even think he wrote this.
I'm telling you, Jessica, because he already, you know, is from him, he was filming some movie or something like that and had a little fling with a black actress that got back to Jessica. And so he had this big apology thing. She made him do, like, it was a bunch of things. She had a bunch of roles for him after that. So I wouldn't be surprised if this backlash came back and she's just like, Justin, go in there and get your shit. I'm not going to look bad because you did this to her. I see it, but I don't know, because I don't know either of those people, but that's just my theory. The apology was bullshit either way.
It was 2 pages of bullshit that I was so mad that's I read. Bullshit. So mad I read. Oh, goodness. Yeah. What else happened? Oh, did you see Little Uzi's $24 million?
So diamond? I'm going to tell you... Eight.
$24 million, 10-carat diamond.
I follow this guy named Sauce Walker. Have you ever heard of him? He had it.
Yeah,
first,
I know he has.
Right, that's what you're saying. He's a rapper. He had it first. He had a little like.
Yeah, I know.
His
Sauce Walker.
Was like a little beauty mole right under his eye. I mean, of course, Lil Uzi's.
It wasn't
right,
as big and dumb
it
as Lil Uzi,
and it was in a much different spot. But it was still like I feel like. Sauce Walker got the sauce on that one because he did that shit, and I was watching the video when he first got it done, and then to see Lil Uzi get it, I'm like, yo, Sauce called that shit. He said rappers was gonna start doing that shit after he got that shit in his fucking cheek. Lil Uzi got a big ass thing in his forehead.
The only thing is Sauce Walker has it in a space that's
yo,
not so detrimental
like,
to his
what the fuck, Uzi?
Whereas Uzi, you have it on
it's
your
ridiculous.
Fucking premium.
That's like, a ridiculous sure. place to have.
You can
it.
Die. It is. It's scary. It scares me to look at it. And then he had posted a video. I mean, a picture of like it gushing out blood. And I was just like, oh. No, Uzi, like stop,
sir. Sir, you gonna pass out, losing blood from your forehead? You better stop playing. The fuck are you doing?
Yeah, and Honestly, I really hope everything is okay with him. I hope it wasn't just like a random like, I just want to do this, or like some type of attention or something that you needed. Like, I don't know, but I hope you get it safely removed from your head, because that is not healthy. That's not healthy at all to have anything in your forehead.
That huge, like that huge. Come on, man. I get it, but dang, that I don't know. That was not thinking about his life in long term.
Yeah, and you know me, I'm always thinking about long term stuff. And I just be like, these tattoos and stuff y'all getting on your faces, I just really want to know what they're going to look like.
I don't know. Ask Lil Wayne who the 5-star bitch is.
God, I don't.
He getting there.
I can't ask Lil Wayne nothing. Not with these dreads. Not with these things in his head. He got to do something about that.
I mean, he's comfortable. He just letting it rise, man. Let him live.
But it's not healthy. It's not healthy. Your hair is a part of your skin and your body. Like, it's not healthy. Especially as long as they are.
He just got tired of keeping them up.
Not go ball. so bald.
We don't need a bald Wayne. We don't need a bald Wayne. We need him to have some hair, but not no bald shit.
Did you have anything?
The very last thing I wanted to bring up, because it's just real slight, but it's just because it was all over social media for a second and then just taken away like that. So Dani Leigh and DaBaby broke up just as quick as they fucking started. I wanted to bring it up because I think it's funny that, like, it was literally right after Dani Leigh got that backlash from that light skin song.
From that bullshit ass song.
But that's just what my man like. Oh, do we? Because he broke up with you. So.
Right. I'm like, girl, my thing is, y'all have to know that. And everybody knows this, and I think she just didn't think it. Like, we all know the baby's
going
to constantly.
Me ain't going nowhere.
Go back to his baby mom.
I'm gonna stop playing.
Okay, at all. And she knows that. But for some odd reason, y'all don't know this. Even though he has a whole nother baby, he's not going anywhere.
Right.
And that just is what it is. And it's just like, girl, you and him were dating for how long? And then you made that song out of nowhere.
Songs together, you got some music videos together, and now you're making a music or a song about how your man like light skins.
And it made me so mad because I'm like, Dani Leigh, I actually like your project. And then my favorite song of yours is her whatever it is, her unplugged version of Easy. Like, and she can sing. And I'm like,
I think it was just a really ridiculous thing to claim. Knowing, like, if you know your boyfriend, then you also know that, no, light skins is not the only thing he fucking like. You know, you see his baby mom. Like, what are we talking about? That's a dumb song to make. Like, you're just doing that to be petty is what it felt like, because it just doesn't seem to be true for DaBaby. DaBaby, even without that song being out there and without him ever dating Dani Leigh, he didn't seem like a nigga that was just all about light skins at all. Like, he just didn't seem like that type of brother.
Like, you're come just on, his flavor of the day. That's just it. So when you brought that up, I thought you were going to bring up with my last topic on my list. Okay, so brace yourself, because I know you don't like this person, but I have to speak on it.
Spoilings.
I want to air him out.
Oh, okay.
So Boosie.
Whoa, it's not Tory Lanez. The thing is, I had something about Tory Lanez on my list, and I'm like,
wait, you saw his hair.
Nah, we don't even got to talk about him.
The only thing I want to mention is how everybody was talking about that man's hair. Mm. But that's funny. Call him Patch. Mm-hmm. Patchy Lanez. But yes. I need y'all to stop interviewing Boosie about shit that he has nothing to do with. Like, I just want y'all to stop interviewing him about shit he has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with. Has no even amount of
I think I saw what you're about to bring up, but give us a synopsis here.
So, Boosie did an interview. I forgot with who, because I was just so irritated writing down my notes. And he spoke on Lloyd Harvey and Michael B. Jordan.
He's a dumbass, but all right.
And of course, the clickbait for the headline, which was clickbait, and also on the video, it says, Boosie calls Michael B. Jordan a simp for wife and Lori Harvey. So off the bat, I'm like, this nigga ain't about to say nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing good that I need to hear. But I'm going to, because I'm just like, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to listen to it to see what he has to say. So I know, like, what the timeline is airing him the fuck out for. Eventually, like, he starts talking about how Lori Harvey is, like, she's not all of that. But she's at the top because, you know, she has songs written about her. People talk about her, who she's been with. And I'm like, okay. So are a lot of males in the industry, but okay. So then he eventually says, towards the end of the interview, that she's ran through and he wouldn't wife her. He would just fuck her.
Would you even have an opportunity, Boosie? Bye.
That was my thing, right? But, in the beginning, like, he was really going in on Michael B. Jordan and, like, saying like, oh, he has other opportunities. She's just a stepping stone. Like, he's just doing it because other people did it. And I'm like, why do you think, one, didn't Mike Tyson tell you about shit? Did he already tell you
to stop talking point, about people? As much as Boosie love men and women, I think that he done this booty play in jail. Because the...
I think at this point, he's just jealous. Because he probably was in Lori Harvey's DMs for a little bit. And then, sis ain't giving her no play. She probably left that shit on red. She probably don't even follow the nigga. So he's probably in the general and not the primary DMs. Because why does he think... Like you said, why does he think he would ever... life have an opportunity to be in the same space as Lori Harvey, let alone fuck her, right, or even given the opportunity to wife her.
The comment that pissed me off and what made me say what I just said, thinking like, you know, he loved men so much, was he was just like, why are we giving the woman so much power? We should be bigging up the men. We should be high-fiving the men. Yeah. They're doing a good job. They're getting the bad girl. We should... No, nigga, you love men. Like, what the fuck type of weird shit is that? Why are we bigging up the woman? That was a weird statement, Boosie. That was weird. Like, that was a little questionable. Why are you mad that we're bigging up a woman? What are we talking about? Right. Like, what?
And for context, we're bigging her up because she's doing the same thing as y'all type. Like,
why are we bigging up the bachelors? Nigga, bye. First of all, you're calling them bachelors. Right. How old are you? Go somewhere. Who's interviewing him? Who let him on here saying bachelors?
Who thought this was a good idea? But you know, for that company and that brand, it was smart.
They got the clicks.
It had it had everybody clicking onto it and talking about it. So no,
they got a click. They got a view.
But we really need to stop. We really need to stop interviewing Boosie and Tia. Those two are real for real. Because they are never going to give us anything of substance. Anything, like, I'm just tired, but Boosie especially, like, sir, please holler at us when you can actually get your Instagram back. Like, you are still fighting to get your Instagram account back up and running. And you're mad that Mark actually like to say Zuckerberger, and that's not his fucking name. Get the man's name right first. And then we can holler at you. But I don't want to hear nothing you have to say. Because you're still getting backlash from letting older women have sex with your
he's
son.
He's still getting backlash because he's still okay with it. Like, he's standing on that. That's why he's still getting fucking backlash, because that's still his opinion. If he's fucking had a new brand new 12-year-old today, he would probably do the same thing, because that's still his opinion. That's still what he's into. He never said it was wrong at any point.
Like, I just cannot. And men that think like you, y'all really need help. Y'all really need help, because there's so many men that really were agreeing with him, and I'm just like, I don't know how the people that you have children with had children with you.
I mean, Boosie was hot shit in Louisiana.
I'm praying for your child, your daughter.
Louisiana? Am I making that up?
Yeah, you know, he probably still is.
Wherever he's from, I know he was hot shit. Like, he was, that's Boosie was the rapper to listen to, so I could see how he has baby moms.
No, but I'm not even saying that's different, you know, whatever. They're going to get pregnant because they see, you know, the money signs. But the men, the regular men that are agreeing with him, I'm just like, I don't see how. I'm like, women, please be careful.
Honestly. About who y'all are. Don't nobody need a Boosie feature to even be like.
Especially these. Exactly. And especially these little girls y'all having these babies with. Like, these men. These men are no good for your children if they have the same mindset as Boosie. They're going to do, they have the same principles and
that's
all that.
That's the first day conversation right there. No.
Because your child.
Do you agree with Boosie or not?
Okay.
Let me know right now.
Right. Because I might just have to leave. I'll pay for my end and I just leave, because no, it's some bullshit. We just need to stop. Ignore that man altogether. Stop calling him and asking him for interviews.
Period.
Morant.
What's your relationship status? That is.
So I do want to talk about a movie that dropped in February.
What's the name of the movie? There you go.
Mouth
and Memory. Let me shut up.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Hold on, can I see? So Malcolm and Marie is a movie that dropped on Netflix. I forget the date that it dropped, but it's stars
Zendaya. Woo-hoo.
Zendaya.
I love Zendaya so much. Zendaya.
And then stop it. And then I forget his first name, but Denzel Washington's oldest son. Is it his oldest son? I forget, because, you know, one of his sons went to Penn State. I mean, not Penn State, UPenn. He played basketball for UPenn, so I think that was his youngest son. Okay. So, yeah, the actor is his oldest son. So, you know, when they promoted the movie, it didn't really give us too much of what the movie was about.
Right.
So everybody was just hyped. They were like, black love story. Right. They were like, oh, yeah, black love story. And, of course, in the beginning, I didn't know how to feel about it because I'm like, Zendaya is so much younger than him. So I'm like, what type of love story is this going to be? And then the movie came out. She did an excellent job. They both did an excellent job because I ended up hating his character. But the movie ends up being about a young couple and then their night in an argument, a big ass argument that never ends. Based off of the night that they had. So he's a writer or director or something. He makes a film and he ends up winning an award. I think it's at the premiere. Either at the premiere or he wins an award. Something. Trust me, there's just a lot going on in this movie. He gives a thank you speech. And in the speech, he thanks everyone under the fucking sun except for his girlfriend.
Yeah, I would have been mad about that.
So, exactly. So, of course, she wasn't bugging about it. Like, I think after he gave the speech, he apologized to her, or he said, like, are you okay? And she was like, no, it's cool. And she was fine. Then they got to the after party. And at the after party, everybody kept bringing it up. Like his mom brought it up. The leading actress in the movie brought it up. It was just like, oh my God, like he didn't thank you. Do you feel some type of way? I feel some type of way. And that's what started getting under her skin. The fact that everybody noticed it.
Now it's a big public thing.
Everybody noticed it and they wanted to bring it up to her. So, yep. And then, of course, when they got home, he's just like ecstatic, just talking about everything that's going on, talking about the interviews and the reviews that's going to be written about him. And then she's just ignoring him, making macaroni and cheese, not baked macaroni and cheese, but Kraft macaroni and cheese, mind you, because he's hungry. So she goes in there, she's making it, and she's ignoring him. So then, eventually, I think he either asks her what's wrong, and then she starts saying, she snaps, and it's just like, didn't fucking thank you. So that's how the argument starts. So they pretty much, the movie was okay. I had an issue with it because I'm not an arguer. I don't like we can have disagreements, but I'm not going to have an argument with you. And eventually I'm going to stop arguing with you and either go about my day or go to sleep. In this case, I would have went the fuck to sleep.
So they argued all night.
So with that being said, they argued all fucking night. They didn't, like, she ended up taking a bath. They were arguing. Mm-hmm. They were arguing. At one point, you would have thought they were about to have sex. They argued. They were lovey-dovey at one point and argued again. She went outside. He couldn't find her. Then she came back. He started arguing with her again. I'm just like, they argue all fucking night. And I just got a headache because I'm like, eventually, the arguments were just little shit that built up over time but only got brought up because of this one instance because he did not fucking thank her. So my first question, based off of that, like, you know how you're a videographer, right? So if you, when you get big or whatever, or I'm going to
get into it.
So Breezy, when you get big, right? And you win an award and you're still with your girlfriend that you have now. And your thank you speech, if you forget to thank her, Do you think she would have a problem with it?
For sure.
Do you think she would have a right to have a problem with it?
Now, depending. So I'm in the beginning now. We'll see how it goes later. So far, she's supportive, so okay. We can go with that. If we have somebody that's supportive and like doing things that they don't need to do, like there's been times where I've had a shoot and she's come with me and like helped me set up and shit like that. Like I don't ask for that type of help, but she gives it. Mm-hmm. So just like, okay, yeah, I can thank her because she was there. I get that. But if there is a circumstance where you okay. have a girlfriend that wasn't shooting with you in the gym per se, then not mm-hmm. thanking her is not a big deal, in my opinion. If she wasn't there okay. when you was actually doing this shit and then supporting you and being like, oh, babe, it's okay, and hearing about your day when it's over or whatever it is, like, if none of that shit was happening, then no, you don't need to thank her. The fuck did you do? You was my girlfriend, but you didn't hear my troubles. You didn't fucking, like, watch the videos with me. You didn't help me edit it. You didn't help me do anything.
Okay, so, granted, having a partner, I don't want to assume, but naturally for me, I'm always going to ask my partner how their day was. So I would just, I can't assume. But me as... Even as, like, not even as a girlfriend, like, as a person in general, if I'm talking to you, I'm going to ask you how your day is. Even my friends, like, I'm going to ask you how your day is. So, is that really my fault if you don't choose, if you choose not to tell me how your day was?
But then, like, but just because I didn't think you, don't mean I'm faulting you. Not to... Are you still my girlfriend, right?
But I'm saying, like... It's an to me, I look at it as an appreciation thing, because maybe I didn't ask you how your day was, but there were times I may have stayed up with you. There were times I may have done certain things, certain little things that you didn't notice, but I did it to, you know, benefit you. I don't know, but in this case, all right, I want to bring it back to the movie. So in this case, she claimed that the movie was her life, because the movie was about a 20-year-old recovering drug addict, and at the time that they met, she was a 20-year-old recovering drug addict.
She should have been thanked,
and
just from that.
And that was her thing. But his argument was, he knew so many recovering addicts, including like his cousin or something, and the movie wasn't solely about her. The movie wasn't about her at all, and she was like, "Yeah, but you could have chose anybody else to do the movie about." Why a 20-year-old recovering drug addict around the same age and doing the same, going through the same struggles I was actually going through when you met me. So, and that was her big.
So he wasn't trying to give her the credit.
He wasn't trying to give her the credit at all. And that's when, this is when his narcissism started to show in the movie. His narcissism really started to show in the movie, because he really started showing his ass. Ooh, he was showing his ass. Yeah. I would have threw that fucking bowl in his head, child. But but I did want to bring up a general question as is. So, you know, you're in a relationship. We've both been in a relationship, and you're currently in one. So, you know, no relationship is perfect. They go through arguments. So I do want to ask, when you're in an argument with your partner, do you prefer to start and finish the argument in one setting, or do you need space and time to cool down so you don't have so you can have a sensible discussion with them?
Yeah. I guess it depends on the severity. If it's something we can just get through real quick, not like literally real quick, but like, oh, you ain't take the trash out. Like that's a quick one. I don't need to take a breather for that, you know? But if it's like, oh, mm-hmm. did you or did you not fuck this bitch? We gonna have to take a breather, because now you mad, I'm mad, everybody mad. This is a more serious situation than me taking the trash out. So yeah, no. When they're severe, or have been severe arguments, I personally like to take a breather. I just because of my character, I don't like to get out of it. So when I feel like rage that feels foreign to me, it makes me want to do things that I wouldn't usually do, or curse or feel things. Like, I just gotta relax. I don't want to be cursing you out. I don't want to be calling you a bitch. I don't want to be saying fuck shit every 2 seconds. I want to be able to just articulate to you what's going on without me being so frustrated that I can't articulate it anymore. So I like to take a step back.
Okay.
So you can actually understand what's going on and not just understand the rage. How about you?
Okay. So naturally, I agree with you, because I do not like being taken out of character, but mainly because I know once I get mad, it takes me a long time to come down. And if you keep pressing to have the same conversation in that one setting, I'm going to start saying things that's going to hurt your feelings. Because, yes, I've had a very violent streak in my last relationship. But my biggest thing is my words hurt more. And I'll say things that I don't mean, but I know that they will hurt you.
Man, I can't stand a person to argue like that.
So, yeah, and that's my thing. And that's why I say I do not like arguments. And it does not matter who it's with. It's the same way with anybody. I've had arguments with my siblings, and I've hurt my siblings' feelings, and you know, we eventually made up. But yeah, like, it doesn't matter who I'm arguing with. You have to give me time. So in a relationship, I've been told that I'm very dismissive. I don't like answering questions. I deflect a lot, and I can agree that I do. And it's mainly because, one, I don't like being questioned. So, okay, you want to ask me one question, maybe two? Okay, fine. After that second question, I'm getting irritated, because now I feel like I'm being interrogated, and I don't like that. So if I tell you I don't want to talk about this right now, or if I tell you, like, all right, we can talk later, if I just stop talking altogether, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Give me my space. We can talk another time. It may not be tomorrow, because I don't know how long it's going to take me, but we're going to talk about it, just not right now. So as I was watching the movie, I was getting mad for her, because granted, I saw myself in both of them. I saw myself in him, because he said some very, very... He went way too far.
So, I've never been the argumentative or the type of arguer that goes far. I just...
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I go far.
You're still going to love him later, then why are you going far?
See, I argue... Because I argue to hurt feelings. I argue to hurt feelings. And because I don't want to physically harm you, I'm going to emotionally harm you. I argue to hurt feelings, and because I do it so I can restrain
myself.
Obviously,
it's a defensive mechanism.
I'm like, if I can hurt you this way, I don't need to hurt you. Yeah, if I can hurt you this way, I'm not going to hurt you the other way. Because if I got to go physical, I'm going to blank out. I've done it before, and I don't like it. So, as I was watching the movie, I got mad for her, and I had to watch the movie in spurts. Because it kept making me mad. And I kept seeing myself, like, in my last relationship, I kept seeing myself. And I was just like, oh, it was pissing me off. And it was making me think about shit that happened in my last relationship, all the arguments we had, and the very last argument we had. And I was just like, I realized I don't like arguing. If we can't come to an agreement, or we can't come to, like, some type of like fair ground in that argument, I'm just going to say, let's just agree to disagree. And some situations, I know it doesn't call for that.
Some people don't realize that it does, and they'll be just arguing it down to the ground.
Yeah, and that's another thing. And I'm just like, if you really can't see that we're not going to come to common ground about this, then why are we doing this? Because it's not going to do anything but just keep harboring over us. And that's my thing. Like, I don't like arguing because I don't like how far it can go and where the relationship can go. Like, a lot of arguments really are detrimental to the duration of a relationship. And it's just like, some people can get over them, some people can't. And like, I'm okay if you want to ask me questions about, like, ask me questions about my past. I'm going to answer it. But if you start assuming shit based off of my answers, and then start asking me more questions, and I catch on to it, it's going to make me mad, you know? So again, I need space. All in all, my answer is I need space, because if I don't get space, you're going to get your feelings hurt.
And I mean, at least you know it. So you can apply the need space, so you won't have to do that and stop yourself from doing that and all that extra.
And like, when I always see people, like, in movies, or like even sometimes in like real life, I see people like chasing after them. I'm like, stop chasing them, because one, you don't know how they're going to react. They might really, really, really be on their verge of snapping. And the only way they won't say is for them to get far away from you. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. I tell people this all the time. Leave them alone. I tell people this, but sometimes I don't take my own advice. Because if I know you're mad at me, I will bother you. And then I'll be like, all right, I'm really going to leave you alone. I'll bother you up to a certain point. I'm like, all right, I'm really going to leave you alone. I'll let you stay. I might want to text you or something like that. But what I found helped me, the notes app. I'll just write in a note what I want to text you at that moment, and then just be done with it. Because I'm like, it's the same thing. And if I text it to you, not to say you're not going to reply back to me because you're mad at me. So I'm just going to save my energy and humiliation and just text it in a note app and act as if I actually texted to you. And keep it as that. And then when you're ready to talk, you're ready to talk.
Hello.
But arguments stress me out, okay? Like, they really stress me out. It's nothing worse than arguing when you gotta go to fucking
or arguing while you're at work. You texting somebody, having this text argument conversation. Yo! Like, what the fuck? Leave me alone. I just want to work. I just want to separate for a second. Just for a second.
Yo. Oh, my God.
That's the worst.
I will never forget the day I broke up with my ex. The very first time we broke up in 2014. I found out, like, all this shit. I had to go to work. I found out right before I was leaving out for work. Oh, I was on stuff that pissed. I got to work pissed. I left work pissed. Oh, and I was just like, of course, I was working at the liquor store, so I couldn't really have my phone out. Oh, I was living that whole day. My attitude was nasty the whole day. Oh, I was so mad. Oh, my God. And I was just like, why do we do this? Like, why do we act like this? I was like, that shit will stress you out. That shit will have you sitting in one spot texting somebody long paragraphs.
Nah, I try not to go through that shit anymore. Even if there's something going on, I'm trying not to let it affect me. It's working from home really makes it worse, because now you want to be focused on something because you're home. You can focus on it. You can't focus on that. I just had to get more disciplined because I was working from home, and it's just like, I can't. I'd be out here risking my job just because we arguing. So it gave me discipline. Working from home gave me that discipline, because that's the worst. That's definitely the worst. But yeah, I definitely am a person that also agrees with you. I need the space. Not because I'm hurt your feelings or anything, but because honestly, for me, and maybe it's just like fucking wishful thinking, but I don't like to argue at someone. Like, if we're going to have an argument, then an argument can be an argument. An argument doesn't always have to be a bad thing. We can argue, but you ain't gotta say fuck you, and you ain't gotta call me a bitch, and I don't gotta call you a bitch, and I don't gotta say fuck you and all this and anything else disrespectful that I wouldn't normally say in a normal conversation. That's why I like to step back, because the feeling of me feeling like I want to call you a bitch, you fucking bitch, like, you're just getting on my nerves, I don't want to say that, because I don't like to end up having to apologize for a bunch of things. I'm not one that says sorry a lot anyway, so mm-hmm. I don't want to have a bunch of things to say sorry for. So I'm not going to feel, I'm going to step away because I'm not going to call you a bitch just for me to say sorry later for calling you a bitch. I'm just relaxed. Leave me alone. Let me just get my shit together, and then we can talk about it later. I don't like to curse when I'm arguing because I don't think that gets the point across. And that's just me personally. And that's what I meant by wishful thinking. There's an argument without a curse word. I've never had one, but for the day I do, that would be great. That's what I like. That's how I go into arguments. I'm not trying to curse you out. I just want to get to it.
Yeah. And another thing with arguments, and women do this a right. lot. They think it's a shouting match.
Right. I don't want to raise my voice. I'm not doing that either.
I don't. But I don't want you to raise your voice at me because then it's my natural inclination to want to raise my voice to be higher than you. And I'm like, I'm not going to give myself a headache because of that. So you're either going to come back to my level, you're going to come back down to it too with me, or I'm going to ignore you. Because then, and I think that's what makes a lot of people mad too, especially the men. I'm going to try to remain as calm as I can. And I think a lot of people view calmness as not caring or being nonchalant. And I'm just like, that's not natural. That's not necessary. That's not true at all. I'm like, I'm being calm for my safety and for your safety, my feelings and for your feelings. So I want you to do the same. Give me the same respect. We can have the same conversation. You can give me the same emotion in a lower tone. It's not about how loud you're being or how loud you can be in the argument. It's about how you say it. And it's just precious. Right. Like, that's all it is. You don't got to be loud to do that. I can feel that same pain, see that same pain, feel the same emotion from a calm tone.
And what you saying, that just made me think to add something. Person is going to happen. I think the thing is, I don't want to curse at you. Mm-hmm. If I say I'm so fucking mad, I'm so fucking mad, but you're a fucking bitch, it's like a whole different, that's a whole different thing. That's too much aggression. So I don't know. I feel like it takes away from the point of the argument when you start to be aggressive about it. What's the point of the argument when now you shouting and you mad and you name calling and you disrespecting and doing all this extra shit and
because I'm quick to call a man a fucking pussy.
That's how I felt.
That's fighting words.
Oh my gosh. That's major.
Don't intentionally make me mad
because
I'm gonna tell you to eat a dick, you fucking pussy.
Reckless. So fucking reckless.
That's so bad. I saw somebody on Twitter that the other day because he don't even follow me. He just decided to reply to my tweet. And I was like, nigga, you the dick. Right. And I blocked his ass. I'm like, weird. But yeah. Arguments are healthy, but don't let that.
Right.
Do not let that be the base of y'all relationship going forward. And if you find yourself arguing so much, and y'all can't get down to the base of it.
You arguing and can't get through your day, and you're just arguing. You got to work and you arguing. You got to take a shower and you arguing. You got to do laundry, you arguing. You definitely need to do something. Either address why you're arguing or let the shit go. You got to learn how to let go.
Yeah. And I can't remember. I think I brought it up in earlier episodes. I can't remember what you said, but I'm not against breaks. If that's what y'all need to an actual break, not okay, we're gonna be fucking and all that. Y'all can still be together, but when I say a break, I mean a physical break from each other. Y'all don't talk every day, y'all don't see each other every day. Give each other space, then take it. If you can do that, take it. Because maybe it's because y'all together too much. Maybe it's because y'all talk too much. Something. You will really be surprised about how much clarity you get once you take yourself out of, like, once you eliminate something out of the situation. So if you think you guys are seeing each other too much, try, like, maybe just try to stop doing it and see how your communication goes, how the argument stops. I don't know, like, something, you know, and again, like, I know people say breaks are breakups. It depends. You can have stipulations on the breaks and breakups. I don't think they're a bad thing.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with a break.
It just depends.
It's not happening.
I know.
It's breaks, breakup. The thing is, I do believe in, like, fate bringing you back together. I got that. Get that. Cool. But it's not going to be some intentional break and then we bring ourselves back together. If we break up and we break up and then, you know, a year or two down the line later after we done dated somebody else, or it don't even have to be dating somebody else. We just a year or two down the line later and we align again. Fine. Then we align again. But ain't no break.
I believe in it, too.
Right.
And that's just, now don't go forcing it. Nobody's telling you. Mm-mm. Don't go stalking a person. Don't go threatening who they with. Don't go try to fight everybody. No, really, if that means blocking them on everything on social media, block them. If that means really, like, stopping all communication, and that means for your friends to stop, don't ask your friends to tell you what's going on with your ex. No, don't do that weird shit. Literally do a whole cleanse during that break,
because otherwise the break is for yourself, because the break is really for clarity, like, for another person. It's for you to focus on you and them to focus on them. True. And figure out what it is that each other really wants.
Yeah. Oh, look at us. See, we sound like Temptation Island. We sound like
I don't know why that sounds so familiar. Did that come on back in the day?
You gotta,
that's a lie. Hold on.
It just started in 2019.
No.
Temptation Island just started in 2019.
No, it was a Temptation Island that used to come on back in... Yes, okay. 2001. Come on, man. Don't fuck with me. Poo, poo, poo. I used to watch that Temptation Island.
I don't know what that was, but this one is... Was it... This one is when couples go on an island and then they separate for like a month. Yeah. And they're in the house for like... with singles. Yeah.
Back and in the day.
Okay, that's what that was. I didn't know that.
Needs to come on.
But this one is messy.
You know, that one was corny because this one is messy.
Because listen, you gotta watch the first two seasons. Like, season three just started like 2 weeks ago. But you gotta watch the first
two seasons. I'm gonna check it out. I used to watch the old one.
But it's some really good mess. It's some really good fucking mess, okay? And this season, I think it's gonna be even worse. But child, I don't think any season will top season two so far. Like, season two was nasty. Yeah, I wasn't even mad at her though. Cause fuck up,
boyfriend. I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, we saw like Temptation Island. Yeah, we saw like the guy off of Temptation Island.
Right. Look at
us. We didn't have a show.
Coming up next.
Listen, let's make our own Temptation Island.
We taking right, applications we with, Island, for couples and singles.
We're gonna figure out. Yeah.
OnlyFans.
Y'all gotta do video applications. We need to see. Y'all gotta do video applications.
It's gonna be on OnlyFans, right?
We're gonna be like Blueface.
Listen, there's money to be made. We just spoke about idea. Trademark, don't.
Okay.
Stop playing. Copyright, don't copy me. What the fuck, Missy, say?
Oh my god, yeah, that's funny as shit. Oh my god, but yeah.
If you need to take a breather, take a breather.
Don't let an argument really, like...
Like, no matter how bad you want to continue this damn conversation and get it over with, like, if you are really feeling like it's going completely left, then there's no reason to keep going. Once you get off the subject of the subject, the argument then went left. Once you start talking about how fucking 2 months ago you did this, when we talking about what we did today, you went left.
And I think how a lot of arguments also stem is because you hold a lot of stuff in. Stop holding stuff in for a big blow up. eventually. Like, if it's bothering you, then say something. Say something. Y'all can have, that's where the small disagreements come in at. That's where the smaller talks come in at, so that the big blow-ups don't happen. Because blow-ups are not necessary. Having small discussions and disagreements are natural, but the blow-ups,
not productive at all.
They're not gonna do anything but harm.
It's time for
the You Ain't Shit playlist.
Don't forget, for our playlist, we did create a new playlist for this season. So this playlist is the You Ain't Shit podcast season two, I believe. I think that's what, All right, and for my first submission for the month, I'm going to put in Chloe and Holly.
I love that song so much. So much that I have it tatted on me. Fun fact for everybody, R-O-Y-L is on me for the rest of my life.
Listen, I'm riding for Beyonce, so like they signed. So Chloe and Holly is my favorite artist. This is like, what are we talking about? That's a period.
Period. And y'all better leave
her alone. Like, alone. Listen, she is of age and has the body to do whatever the fuck she want to do. Relax.
Y'all women, y'all black women pissing me off. Leave her the fuck alone. That's all I gotta say.
Well, my song. First one I'm putting on the list is Trippie Redd featuring Party Next Door. I was about to say some wrong shit. But Trippie Redd and Party Next Door, Excite
Me. PMB.
I was. Completely off. That was not it at all.
In my head, I was like, not even close.
PND. Party Next Door.
I'm breaking up, okay? My is over. Okay. So my next submission is going to be Unghetto Matthew. Plastic. I don't know how I haven't put this song on the previous playlist yet. That is my shit.
Does he rap?
You remember the Barbie, I'm a Barbie girl and a Barbie. So he has that sample on the song. And it's so hot because then, like, the chorus, like, you niggas is broke. Classic. So, like, the song is hot though, but what caught my attention was the Barbie girl the Barbie girl sample. And I was like, what is this song? And then, like, the song actually goes, it's hot as shit. That's a really good song. I think you will enjoy it. But he has a bunch of songs.
Check it out.
Yeah, and that's talking about last year. So I don't know how I didn't put it on the playlist, but it's on all my playlists.
So my next song is going to be by Auntie Hammy, and it's called Wetta. W-E-T-T-A. Wetta. And she's an Instagram comedian, so it's kind of a comedic song. But honestly, the beat slaps, so I'm putting it on the playlist.
Oh my god, I can't wait to hear that song as soon as we finish.
It's very dumb, but it's also funny, and it rocks. It's the chorus that get me. You can never find a bitch that's
always the hook. Okay, killed it's it. Always the hook. All right, so my next and final submission for the month. I struggle back and forth about putting this person on here because of who they are to me, but I'm gonna do it anyway. My final submission will be I'm too giddy. It's gonna be Jazz from P-Free. He dropped a project last month, I believe. Either the end of December or last month, called Sundays in the Crib. And he has a song in there called Need You, and it's so fucking good. He's from South Philly. And he's produced the whole project himself, so it's really good. So I'm going to submit the song Need You.
Putting y'all on to some local music.
Yes, yes. Don't get no ideas, though, ladies. That's what I'm
gonna say. My last song is going to be by Isla. All Strings.
I'm interested to see what that song sounds like.
So first of all, I ran into it on YouTube, just going through music videos, random shit. And the music video looked interesting, so I clicked on it, listening to it. She didn't sound like I thought she was going to sound. She sounded better. And then when I went to go add it, I already had it on my phone.
Oh, wow.
Right. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I need to listen to this album. Right.
Right.
But yeah, no, she's dope. She's dope. Check that out. It's going to be it's a good song.
Yeah. And you saying that like she didn't sound how you thought, that reminds me of like Baby Rose. Are you familiar with Baby Rose?
Yeah, I love Baby Rose.
Yeah, I love her. Yeah, that reminds me of her, because like seeing her, I did not expect to hear that voice.
Right.
But yeah. All right, y'all. So that's it for this month. Second month of 2021.
Woo-hoo! Uber. Stay blackity black forever, please.
Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter, and I guess Clubhouse, even though I don't be on there like that. Okay. At Clean Chicken Head.
And follow me on Instagram, period. at Breezy _ the gent. And you can follow us both at the same time on Twitter, Instagram. Twitter at You Ain't Shit Pod, Instagram at You Ain't Shit Podcast. And don't forget that you can always email us for suggestions, questions, stories, anything, just to say hey. Email us at youaintpodcast@gmail.com.
And I forgot to mention, we have a Facebook page, right? And you can like it. You can find it if you just type in You Ain't and then start writing the word shit, it'll pop up. But I did recently just start this Facebook group, and it's actually really good. So, you know, if you're on Facebook and you want to follow or join in on a Facebook group, just send me a message. Or if you follow the page, you'll see the group on the Facebook page as well. And join in on the conversations we're having over there.
Okay, join in on the conversations over there. Join in on conversations on Instagram, Twitter. Interact with us. We interact with y'all. We promise. We'll interact. We don't bite.
Oh, yeah, I definitely interact. Other than that, y'all, we'll catch you next month. Bye.
Ooh, bitch, you ain't shit.